I think the government have to ease up on the welfare reforms. They have to revisit some categories of people that need some of their benefit reinstated to help them get back onto an even keel. They need to invest in truly affordable social rented housing. That stems really from, again, decades of, in my view, ineptitude by successive governments in terms of addressing affordable housing, specifically in rural areas. Most of the rural areas in Kent, in terms of cost, are far beyond the reach of people that work in those areas or have to travel into town because they're on, again, most of them are on minimum wage. The rents are quite high, or very high in some cases, but there's more and more building going on in rural areas that is simply not for rent, it's for purchase. And I'm talking about these fairly select developments of 3, 4, 5 bedroom houses from 400,000, half a million upwards. You know, that they're totally out of the reach of anybody that we work with. I think government have got to take the pressure off local councils and allow them to have the resources to work up the strategies to work with their partners in their particular communities. There's no point in blaming local authorities for it because they're at the mercy of central government, and the cuts have been, as I said, savage, and they're going to continue. There seems to be no sign of a let up on the austerity measures. And the only way this is going to improve is if they do ease up on the austerity measures, allow local authorities to work effectively with partners like Porchlight, in order to help very vulnerable people off the streets.